been a good week of preparation and a good opportunity to play against a really good team in Miami who played really well last week and almost won a game in a really tough environment. So we got a lot of challenges at hand, and playing at home certainly helps.
Obviously, they have a lot of talent on that offensive line, but what does a guy like Brandon Albert possess in terms of, you know, his skill set?
Brandon Albert, I know that guy well. I went to school with him. He's a good friend of mine. He's a great player. He's athletic, strong. I think he's a leader in that group. He certainly helps everybody get lined up, I'm sure. And they have a really talented group, and he's definitely a bright spot on that group.
A lot of talk about Adam Gase is changing the offense in terms of how he's managing quarterback Ryan Tannehill. Have you seen anything on film that shows that he's just getting the ball out just a little quicker, that the pace of that offense is a little faster?
Well, I mean, what I see on film when I look at them and Tannehill, who's really good quarterback, can throw it, can run it, is they have great balance and they have a really good back. They have a good group of backs and a good offensive line, and obviously a couple weapons out at receiver we have to really worry about. And so their balance is what's really impressive about them, led by a quarterback who's equally balanced in everything he can do, you know, running the football, throwing the football. They're capable of hurting you in a lot of ways.
Darian Foster, what did you guys see from him in that week one film? Maybe how he's evolved over the last few years?
I mean, he looks great. I mean, Arian looks like he's healthy. He's the same powerful runner who's also elusive at the same time. Plays really hard behind his pads, and, it's going to be a big challenge. You got to swarm to the football with a guy like that.
Why is he so tough to bring down?
Well, he's probably my size, so you imagine that. So, he's... And he's got moves like he's a little guy. So, that's difficult for any defense to stop. And it takes a team effort.
As far as the defense goes, the green dot in the middle, how much communication is there on the field from that green dot to the rest of the defense?
The green dot?
Yeah, just the middle linebacker guy. The guy, okay. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Communication's key in any defense. Certainly, I need to know who I'm listening for. So, communication is key. And, the better we can do as a team in preparation all week takes the edge off on Sundays. If we're prepared and we prepare together as we have, it takes the edge off of some of the franticness that goes on Sunday.
How frantic do things get? You know, how many changes? How quickly do things change?
I mean, listen, on the field, there are always adjustments that get made. And, that just, again, it comes with film study. It comes with preparation, everybody being on their assignments, involved in studying together during the week. And it's a whole week of preparation that goes into game day, and then the communication has to be crisp as well.
How important is the mindset when a captain like Dante Hightower goes down, a big local voice on the field for the defense? It's like next man up, especially for a veteran like you to step in and try
to help. I mean, certainly, I don't know anything about that situation. You have to ask High about that. But, as far as communication and those things, we all have our jobs to do, and we just need to worry about keeping it simple for ourselves, and when there is communication, keep our ears open and do our job in the defense.
Chris, how do you think it's only been around here for a short time, but the preparation that goes in, is it similar to where you've been before, or is it deeper?
I don't make any comparisons as far as place I've been, or I played under a lot of head coaches. I've been only one other place. I played under like 5-6 head coaches, so I've seen a lot of different schemes and all that. But preparation in the NFL is preparation, and it's all about the work you put in all week. Culmination is Sunday, and certainly everybody in the NFL works very hard.
You were talking about Brandon before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys ever faced off?
Yeah, we played each other before. Yeah, we're still friends. So, but on Sunday we're not. You know how it is. So.